The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show you can listen to any way you like. You can wear what you like, or you can wear nothing at all. And you can sit or stand or even squat.
Go ahead, squat a little. You've earned it.
I'm squatting. And now your host,
Eric Metaxas.
Hey, thanks for squatting. Hey, it's Eric Metaxas, and I am sitting here not with Albin.
What?
You're not,
I'm not Albin?
You're not Albin. You're Dave Herman. You're the associate producer. Albin is the producer.
That's right.
And the way it works is that if he should tarnish his crown, there should be some scandal should befall him, you get to step in and take his place.
That's right. Albin, unfortunately, he did tarnish his crown. He got hit by a bus this weekend.
No way.
His crown fell off.
You can't joke about that. You cannot. You see, Albin knows not to joke about that. If he said you got hit by a bus, like, there are people listening right now thinking, no, we got to pray. Okay, Dave, let me tell you something. You want to know what Albin's doing? I'm going to tell you. You're the associate producer. The reason you're sitting here is because Albin, our beloved Albin, is on a men's retreat that lasts like a week and a half.
I've never been on a retreat that lasted more than the weekend.
Can you even imagine?
I'll
be honest with you. I don't think he's on a men's retreat. I think he said that to us. I think he has a second family in the Dominican Republic. And he goes down there and he tells his wife, Anne, that he's on a men's retreat. So listen, let's just leave it alone. We've got a lot of important things to talk about here. Hey, Albin, you know, he's got to live his own life. But we've got a lot of important things to talk about. First of all, in a couple of seconds, well, actually today, we have John Zmirak, and then we have my friend Joe Battaglia today, right? So in a few minutes, we'll get to our fun guests. But before that, we have a lot of announcements. Dave, let me make these announcements if I can. Number one, I want to talk about food for the poor. I'll talk about that in just a minute because we're behind in that, and I want to really make sure that we hit that harder. But this weekend, I celebrated my parents' 60th wedding anniversary.
60.
Now
wow.
You say, how can they have been married for 60 years, Eric, when you're so young? It doesn't make sense. And I say, you know what? You're right. It makes no sense. And yet, the numbers don't lie. 60 years. I put a post of them on Instagram. I don't think I put it on Twitter yet or on Facebook. But if you want to see what my parents look like after 60 years of marriage, and it ain't pretty, folks. 60 years of marriage will beat you up.
Well, especially
but
with
seriously,
a son like you.
No, they really do look. It's so funny. In photos, they fool you. They just look great. And now in person, they look fine. But I'm saying the photo, people are just like, what is going on? They can't be that old. It's like, well, they are, but it's just a good photo. So if you want to see my folks look like, we had such a great time. Of course, my brother was there and the grandkids and the whole thing. It was just amazing. And that was up in Woodbury, Connecticut. We went to a restaurant. We didn't know this. The restaurant happens to have been run by a Cephalonian guy, which is from my father's island. So it was like bizarre. The guy comes out and he starts talking to my father about the villages and stuff. And I thought, this, you can't make this up. I mean, he's not just Greek. We didn't even know this when we picked a restaurant. He's from Cephalonia, Kefalonia, if you're scoring at home. Okay, real quick. Tomorrow I'm speaking in Traverse City, Michigan. This is a private event, so I can't even mention it on the air. But I'm going to be in Traverse City, Michigan. And this weekend, actually, you'll hear about this tomorrow. But this weekend, I'm going to be with Greg Laurie at a Harvest Crusade in Anaheim, California. He does these huge crusades. I'm going to be there. I'm going to preach in his church this Sunday in Orange County. And then I'm going to be with him at the crusade. It's incredible. Lots of other news in the Metaxas world. My daughter leaves for college like tomorrow. And I can't drive her because I'm going to be in Michigan. And saying goodbye to her yesterday was agony. Don't ever go to college. It's just wrong. Yeah, it's so tough. When you only have one kid, it's like, oh, the pressure on that one kid. But it was so, you know, hey, what are we going to do? We love these kids. So very tough for me. tomorrow we're going to be talking to Greg Laurie about this weekend with this Harvest Crusade. And he has a new book on Johnny Cash. So all kinds of stuff. So Greg Laurie this week, today, John Zmierich and Joe Battaglia. Tomorrow, Greg Laurie. Wednesday, we have a comedian named Jeff Allen. A lot of people have seen him on TV over the years. I mean, he's very funny. Amazing story of his life. He went through some really dark stuff. It was so dark, he became a Christian. Yeah, that's how bad it was. He actually found faith. So we're going to talk to him on Wednesday, and who knows what's going to happen on Thursday and Friday. Okay. We have to talk about food for the poor. It's exciting that people have given. So those of you who have given, I want to say thank you so much because it really is an important thing. We do this periodically, but every now and again, it has a particular urgency. So this is week three in our August Food for the Poor campaign. We are making a difference. But just so you understand the situation, there are families, kids in Colombia, this is South America, who have escaped from Venezuela. We all know Venezuela is falling apart. You have a radical socialist government. In case anybody ever thinks socialism could work, do your history homework, and you will see it. Not only doesn't it work, it's tremendously destructive. And in the case of Venezuela right now, it's horribly destructive. People are really suffering. So as they escape the chaos, the violence, the lack of food, they end up in Colombia, which is the next country. And there they find that they're also struggling because Colombia isn't prepared to deal with this. So you have a lot of struggling. We know that Food for the Poor comes in and helps. So we need to help Food for the Poor, folks.
Incredible, Eric, is that just a donation of $200 provides 5,000 meals, not just any meals, nutritious meals.
Okay, now this is I want to be clear on this because this doesn't seem to make sense, but I want to explain. Here's what Food for the Poor does. They leverage donations. So $200 doesn't pay for those meals, right? I mean, it sort of does because what it makes possible is for those meals to be delivered. They get donations from all around the world, or they pay for huge amounts of rice and beans and all that kind of stuff so that they can do this. So they know what they're doing so that they can leverage your money. So a one-time gift of $200 goes incredibly far. Anybody giving $200, by the way, we're going to thank you by sending you a Donald Builds the Wall book, which is hilarious. Wait till you see it. In a couple of weeks, it's coming out. Donald Builds the Wall. Tim Raglan illustrations are genius. I wrote it, and I wrote it with Tim. And so we want to send that if you send $200. I also want to say that we are doing a giveaway. If you've listened to this program last week, we had this desk piled with books. Basically, every book I've written, almost signed by me, is the grand prize, plus tons of other stuff. T-shirts, Eric Metaxas Show hats. We'll throw in a couple of lighters. Eric Metaxas Show mugs, which are gorgeous. These new mugs are like, I don't know what they cost, but it's too much.
Stickers,
all
pins.
Kinds of stuff. Stickers, Donald the Caveman stickers, like tons. Whoever wins this grand prize, it's going to be an embarrassment to you because people are going to say, hey, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are with all those books and stuff? So I just want to say that's the grand prize. Lots more to talk about, but I want to play just so you understand the reality of why we're trying to raise money. These are kids, they're displaced, and they're literally struggling to survive. Here's a clip.
Hunger breeds a special kind of anger. There's no queuing for the youngest, living off what, even here, nobody wants. My brother got killed in July by another gang, says 14-year-old Usmaria. They found the body in the river. We gather stuff, we beg, a piece of chicken skin to take home. In a socialist utopia that now leaves nearly every stomach empty.
That was a news report, obviously, and you can't really... There are no words to do this stuff justice, folks. We try to make it fun by giving things away, but at the heart of this, this is a desperate need, very desperate need. So I just want to ask you, before we go to our fun guests, John Zmirak and Joe Battaglia, I want to ask you, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. We simply need your help. You, the audience of this show, you're all we have, really, right? So we're turning to you. Food for the Poor takes whatever you give them. And by the way, it doesn't matter what you give them, $10, anything. It doesn't matter who's listening. Anything you give makes a huge difference because Food for the Poor leverages it. So I want to ask you to do that. I'm going to give you the number in a second. But I'm asking you, we really do need your help. This is very, very serious. I want to make sure everybody gives something. The number is 844-863-HOPE. You can call it right now, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. God bless you.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, They're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can tell by the music. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I am so excited. Right now, I get to talk to our dear friend, John Zmirak. John Zmirak, welcome.
Hey, Eric. How you doing?
I'm doing swell because I'm talking to you. I got a lot of things that I want to talk to you about because you've written a lot of articles. You always write a lot of articles. They're at the Stream. People can go to stream.org, stream.org. You should bookmark it, all kinds of great stuff. What do you want to talk about first? You've written a number of things, and then there's also an article by Christopher Mannion.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that identity politics piece first.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Go ahead.
Okay, the piece is called Identity Politics Shouldn't Come Before Faith or Unborn Kids. And in it, I talk about an experience I had in the 1990s when I was in grad school in Louisiana at LSU. That was when David Duke, who we now know is just a fringe weirdo, who, you know, periodically the liberal networks will bring him on television to try to make Donald Trump look bad, as if there were any connection at all between them. But back then, he was a rising star. He had been elected to the Louisiana State Legislature from a district outside New Orleans. A lot of people who'd been driven out of their hometown, New Orleans, by crime, corruption, high taxes, and they were pretty ticked off. And their way of expressing that was voting for David Duke, who was not openly a neo-Nazi at the time. He had had it in his past, but he was pretending to be a more mainstream Republican. But there were some tells. Like, he suggested that women who having kids on welfare, it should be conditioned on them taking birth control and maybe even being sterilized. So there was a bit of eugenics there, but other than that, he was posing as a mainstream Republican. But it was clearly a gesture to vote for somebody like that. Well, he was the leading candidate for governor. He was running against a really corrupt Democrat, Edwin Edwards, who I think since went to prison. And
wow! Now, what year was this again?
This was, I think, 92 or 93.
Well, it's interesting because back then, whenever they talked about David Duke, they would bring up his KKK past. But as you just said, he pretended to have changed and to have moved on from that. But there were a number of weird things. And then anybody who's paid attention to him after that knows that he's the same person.
Yeah, and I knew people who were tempted to support him because they were ticked off. And I did a little research, and I found he was selling out of his office at the Louisiana State Capitol. He was selling the white terrorist novel, The Turner Diaries, which a few years later would inspire Timothy McVeigh to the Oklahoma City bombing.
I haven't heard about that in a long time. That is yeah. Amazing. You talk about hate literature. Wow.
Yeah. So when I found out about that, I was the most prominent conservative on campus at LSU at the time. I wrote all the time. Well, I wrote an endorsement of his Democratic opponent. I signed on with the slogan, "Vote for the crook, it's important." And Duke lost, but he got a majority of the white vote, which was disturbing.
That's very disturbing, yeah.
So that's what came to mind when I read this recent study, which I saw at Life News, but Catholic News Service reported it, that a strong majority of Latino Catholics describe themselves as pro-life. 52% of Hispanics surveyed believe abortion should be illegal in virtually every case.
Right.
Now, that's, you know, if 52% of these people are pro-life, you would think that they'd be a strong constituency for Republicans.
That's the point. Is like people like Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio or George W. Bush, they sort of said they've said in the past that it's not bad that we have these Catholic Latinos coming into the country illegally because they will be pro-life voters. But that has not proved to be the case.
No, it is not. And what seems to be happening, well, think about this. Louisiana is a very Christian state, a lot of Catholics there, a lot of evangelicals, a lot of them are white. A majority of them voted for David Duke. So what I'm seeing is, one more thing. According to Pew Research, 81% of immigrant Latinos want a bigger government that provides more services, compared to just 41% of the public at large. So they're twice as devoted to big government.
But isn't that because they typically come from cultures where big government is a thing, and they've not been told? I mean, this is the problem. If you come to this country, you need to be taught what the values are of American-style self-government. And one of those values is small government, because it makes you more free and it gives you more opportunities. But it seems to me that we've not been doing that in the last 40 or 50 years. We sort of let people come in, and we don't really help them understand what it is to be an American.
According to the state of California, and in its recently adopted rules for high school textbooks, assimilation is racist. To say that immigrants should assimilate to the new country is racist.
Wow.
So you're supposed to teach assimilation is bad. So let's combine all these things together, okay? Hispanic immigrants say they're pro-life, but they don't vote that way, because of their desire for bigger government and, I think, identity politics. We're always told, you know, if you don't support open borders, you're going to alienate the Latino vote. Now, I don't know that that's true. I don't know that all these people want open borders, but it is clear that identity politics and support for big government are trumping support for not killing unborn babies among Latino Catholic voters. How is this any better than anger at crime and anger at welfare costs driving white voters to vote for David Duke? I don't think it's any better.
Well, I've never heard that before, but I think you're making an important point. It is a very strange thing to me that people who take their faith seriously, as many Hispanics do, would nonetheless vote with the party that is, I mean, it's not just less pro-life than the Republicans, but it is now very adamantly, monolithically pro-abortion. That wasn't the case 30 years ago.
No, and it's gotten worse in the last 20 years, which is the time that the Democratic Party became more and more reliant on Latino immigrant voters. You would think if all these pro-life, pro-family people are flooding into the country, but, you know, they're economically liberal but socially conservative, that the Democratic Party would be moving in their direction, and you'd see pro-life Democrats who just want big welfare programs. But the opposite has happened. The Democratic Party has become more monolithically pro-abortion. You can't run for dog catcher unless you're pro-abortion. So what becomes clear is the Democrats are feeling confident because they have all these new immigrant voters who they see as captive voters. They've got them. And that's making them more confident about expressing and insisting on their real ideology, which is abortion up through birth and then infanticide afterwards.
It is absolutely horrifying. Do you talk about why identity politics are intrinsically evil? Because it's an amazing thing. We're living in a country now. Suddenly, identity politics has come to the fore in a way that I wouldn't have imagined 10 years ago. And we don't really have anybody making the case of why it is evil. I think many of us know that it's evil.
I said it's not intrinsically evil, okay? Because it's not wrong that there's a congressional black caucus. It's not wrong that Irish people are more interested. Irish Americans have a certain interest in Ireland. You know, it's not intrinsically wrong in every circumstance, but it's It's like guns and bombs and tanks and planes. They're not intrinsically evil, but they're dangerous. We've had pretty much a standard up till now that if you're part of a weaker group, if you're part of a minority group, a certain amount of identity politics is acceptable because you're the underdog. We don't accept identity politics among white people because they're the majority and because they already set the tone and the mores for all of society. But as that changes, as these other groups get stronger, and as whites shrink towards a minority status in America, that's where you're getting these white identity politics people. It's where you're getting white racialists. They're saying, well, we're a group too, and if it's okay for the blacks and the Hispanics, it's okay for us. And that's extremely dangerous.
But that's where you get white supremacy. Let's be honest. That identity politics are giving us white supremacy. And ironically, you have, well, maybe not ironically, but ridiculously, the media are pushing the narrative that somehow the two are at odds with each other. They're not. They grow out of the same soil.
And the other thing is, the reason we can expect a majority group, like white Americans or white Europeans, the reason we expect them to renounce identity politics is because they're already in such a strong position. It seems wrong for them to use the weapon of the weak. But as you have open borders and you flood the country with new people, you undermine that argument.
You're inviting this kind of thing. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with John Zmirak. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill says he's firing Officer Daniel Pantaleo for the chokehold death of Eric Garner in 2014. The president of the police union, Patrick Lynch, accused Commissioner O'Neill of choosing, quote, politics and his own self-interest over the police officers he claims to lead. The violence continues in Afghanistan. At least 66 people have been wounded in a series of explosions in the eastern province of Nangarhar as the country marks its Independence Day. This comes after a horrific wedding attack where at least 63 people were killed in Kabul. The acting director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons has been removed from his position more than a week after millionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein took his own life while in federal custody. Attorney General William Barr announcing the reassignment. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 278 points. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out. Folks, I use it. I love it. Check it out.
If you leave it now, you'll take away the pain.
folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to John Zmirak. John, you've written an article about Steve King, the pro-life member of Congress, Representative Steve King. I'm very interested in what you have to say here. I put it on my Facebook page and on my Twitter account, and I said Kevin McCarthy was wrong about how he treated Steve King. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Steve King made an almost unpardonable mistake. He talked to the New York Times without tape recording his conversation. That's like talking to the FBI without your lawyer present, okay? He should have known better. But he's kind of a straightforward, straight-shooting, earnest, somewhat almost naive guy for politics. I mean, he's from Iowa, a nice, sleepy, pleasant, patriotic part of the country. Maybe he's not used to the sharks that you and I grew up swimming with in New York. But he did an interview with the New York Times where he was defending Western civilization and defending standing up for America and patriotism and distancing himself from white nationalists and white supremacists and distinguishing between those two things. That's what he says he said. The New York Times reported it. It looks to me like they left off a punctuation mark. They left they jammed together his defense of Western civilization with white supremacy.
That's right.
And there was he got the Nick Sandman treatment. Do you remember when everybody, including some prominent conservatives at National Review, like Rich Lowry and David French, were piling on the Covington Catholic boys for smirking at the Indian tribal elder, and it later came out that they were completely...
Hey, Greg Gutfeld did the same thing, and Eric Metaxas did the same thing. On first blush, it was a slam dunk, and then you take a step back and you say, oops, I was wrong. This kid, Nick Sandman, he was the victim here. And it seems like the situation with Steve King, I heard the same thing. When he said what he said, the way it was framed in the media, it was a slam dunk. He had said some terrible things, and nobody should be that stupid. Even if he didn't mean it, you should be more careful. And then I found out, thanks to you, in fact, he didn't say what people were saying he had said. But why then did Kevin McCarthy, who is the minority leader in Congress, decide to kick Steve King to the curb?
Well, Kevin McCarthy has never been exactly a hawk on the immigration issue. I mean, he's not that much different from Paul Ryan on these subjects. He's still sort of in the big business segment of the Republican Party. And so I think he probably considered Steve King a liability anyway. Let's remember that back in the 1990s, Karl Rove was violating the rules of the Republican Party by using the Republican National Committee's money in primary races. And whenever somebody who wanted to control immigration was running for the Republican nomination, Rove would pour money into beating him. Well, that money was supposed to be for the general election to beat the Democrat. Karl Rove was using it to suppress conservatives in the Republican primaries all across the country.
Now, why is Karl Rove still behaving like a standard conservative? He's on Fox News. He writes in the Wall Street Journal.
Why is he still on Fox News? I mean, one thing I have to ask is why people like Karl Rove and Max Boot and William Kristol, who've been wrong about just about everything they ever predicted, are still taken seriously as experts.
Well, I don't know if Max Boot or Bill Kristol are still taken seriously, but I can guarantee you that Karl Rove is regularly featured on Fox News, and I'm fascinated by that.
Well, I think it's all about connections and nepotism, and a bunch of people still owe him favors. So Steve King lately, okay, there's a new smear. So what Kevin McCarthy did was he kicked Steve King off all his committees, and now a bunch of Never Trump types are helping support an opponent to Steve King in the primaries to try to knock him out of Congress. And the Democrats, of course, are screaming. Bernie Sanders is screaming. But the new controversy is Steve King is a consistent pro-life Catholic. He even supports protection for the children who result from rape. Now, that is a very hard-line pro-life stance, and not everybody agrees with that. But clearly, this is not some weird white supremacist neo-pagan. If he's willing to take a stand defending unborn children even when they're the result of rape. This is clearly a consistent pro-life Christian who maybe doesn't even care about the politics. He's willing to go out there and take what is a very unpopular stand.
Right.
Well, he said something a little awkward. He was trying to convey to an audience in Iowa, you know, rape used to happen a lot. You would be surprised. You might be descended from a product of rape. I might be descended from a product of rape. There have been invasions where millions of women were subject to rape. Are we saying all those kids should never have existed? Maybe we wouldn't exist. People have twisted that into saying Steve King is endorsing rape. He's saying rape is a good thing. We wouldn't be here without rape.
I tell you, it's unbelievable. Steve King is a good man. And it's interesting we live in a climate where you can't even count on the people in your own party to stick up for you when you haven't said anything wrong.
No, it's a race to throw your comrades under the bus. It reminds me of what Churchill said about appeasing. He said, appeasement is feeding other people to the crocodile in the hope of being eaten last.
Yeah.
And that's what all too many Republicans and so-called conservatives are doing. I'm not a racist. This guy is.
We're gonna go to another break. We'll be right back with another segment with John Zmierich. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Please stick around. Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com.
Oh, yeah.
ReliefFactor.com. This is how you know that I believe it works.
Okay.
I will not stop bugging all my relatives and friends, right? Mm-hmm. I think I said the other day I could almost wring their necks, but that would give them pain, so I don't do that. But they have all kinds of pain, and I say to them, I promise you, at least try Relief Factor.
Yeah.
But my relatives sometimes don't listen to me because they know me so well. But to those people listening right now, you don't know me that well, please take my word for it. ReliefFactor.com. It works. It works. It works. It works. It's just, if you take the Quick Start Pack, for example, okay, it's only $19.99, right? You take it for 3 weeks, and you'll know whether it works. That's what I say to people. At least take it for 3 weeks. It costs almost nothing. And by the way, if it does work, it'll change your life.
Yeah.
Okay, I went off it for a while, and believe me, my pain came back. So I'm telling you, ReliefFactor.com, it is natural. ReliefFactor.com, check it out.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, a typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug-in pest-free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest-Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code RADIO20. That's promo code RADIO20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Store, put the lock on the door. Just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more.
Hey there, folks. That's Petula Clark. I'm Eric Metaxas, and we're talking to our friend John Zmirak. John, there's so much to talk about with you. We were just talking about Representative Steve King. You've got an article about him at stream.org. I am really upset the way Kevin McCarthy kicked Steve King under the bus. Because Steve King didn't even say, it's one thing if somebody says something indefensible and you say, hey, let's forgive them. He didn't even say anything indefensible and they didn't care. It was an opportunity to kick him to the curb. And
the Nick Sandman treatment, you know, and I think it's very useful that the Nick Sandman thing happened and that it's documented the media were lying about him, that even prominent conservatives were so rush to judgment about him. I think we need to use that paradigm.
Yeah.
From now on, whenever someone is accused of racism or of bigotry and they're on the right, you should assume that they're Nick Sandman unless you find independent evidence elsewhere. And independent evidence no longer includes the New York Times, CNN, the Washington Post. Assume the media are spinning it. Look what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. Look at how they were willing to promote Julie Swetnick and her charge that Kavanaugh was running a teenage rape gang through the parties of Washington, D.C. All of that vanished. It was just spaghetti thrown at the wall to see if it would stick.
I mean, this is if people want to know why Trump has so many people who are behind him, I think it's because of this kind of thing. In other words, you realize that when we're living in a country where you can no longer depend on the media giving you a fair shake, that they've become ideological actors. When Trump stuck up for Kavanaugh, when everybody else would have been very ready to head for the hills, I have to say I developed a new level of respect for the president because I thought a lot of what I would consider good conservatives or Christians or Republicans, they wouldn't have done that. They would have said, listen, we're going to cut our losses and move on. He didn't do that. And it kind of made me realize that we need more backbone in Congress. And again, when I think of people like Kevin McCarthy, I'm very disappointed. I don't know what to say.
We ourselves have to have the backbone of that. When a charge gets made, we need to make it our business to seriously investigate it, not to immediately throw somebody over the side to the crocodiles. I mean, I think that is a very – it's a cowardly temptation. It's a temptation that shows we are weak, we're afraid, and we're ready to lose, and we just want to lose more slowly. I want to take this opportunity. As we're talking about Steve King's stance, which was he doesn't believe in capital punishment for the children of rapists. I mean, we don't impose it on the rapists. Why impose it on their children? There's a pro-life group that's very powerful. I ended up talking to these people at one point during the presidential campaign. They're called Save the One. And if you go to savetheone.com, these are people who are the product of rape, who are pro-life activists.
What is the website?
SaveTheOne.com.
And it's O-N-E, SaveTheOne.com. Well,
yeah,
this is important. I know people, our friend James Robison, he talks about how he was conceived in rape. This is one of the greatest evangelists who's ever lived. He's a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine, an incredible person. he talks about that. It's an amazing thing because you do have to make the case. You have to say, listen, we all know rape is wrong. But then the question is, why do we punish the child? Why does the child become punished? Because it is a human being, no different than you or me or anyone listening. It's a human being who may turn out to be an amazing human being like James Robison and so many other people. And you kind of have to ask the question, why do you punish that person? Why do you snuff out that life? It's a case that needs to be made, and some people will disagree, but the case is not being made.
The powerful thing about Save the One is these are people who are the result of rape, and you can't dehumanize them. You can't write them off because here they are. They go speak at college campuses, and they ask people, did I deserve to die because of my father's crime? It's a very, just looking over the faces of the people that they have in their speaker program. They have women who were raped and chose to keep the child. I mean, it's a powerful thing. And the fact that Steve King was willing to take this very politically risky, unpopular stand tells me he's a man of integrity and that he's being lied about. And so I felt the need to stand up for him.
Well, I love the fact that you did, because almost no one else has done that. I can't think of who else has done that. And it's a terrible thing. So you said that he is being primaried by a never Trumper. Is that right?
Right, right. And you've got people like Ben Shapiro saying, oh, give money to his opponent. Let's get this guy out of Congress.
Well, why would that surprises me. I think Ben Shapiro is unfamiliar with some of the facts, because I don't think of Ben Shapiro as that kind of a guy. I hope he can be persuaded to change his tune.
I would hope so. But anyway, I think we need to rally to our own. But what I would say is, when you hear charges that someone is a racist, now that Beto O'Rourke is saying the entire foundation of America is white racism from the beginning, he's basically echoing Richard Spencer.
Yeah.
I mean, the left and the white supremacists are now saying the same thing, that everything about America from the very beginning was white racism. They just disagree on whether it was worth it. Okay, now that the charge of racism is being used so promiscuously, and the New York Times has said, you know, we can't nail Trump on Russia collusion because, you know, apparently it didn't happen. Now we got to focus on painting him as a racist.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a huge editorial meeting where they basically set their program. We have to convince everyone Trump's a racist and all his supporters are racist. Guess what? Maybe we shouldn't buy into that narrative. Most of the time, people who are white racialists, they're proud of the fact. They boast about it. They have their disgusting little chat rooms and their stupid little meetups. They don't pretend otherwise. So when someone is accused of that and he denies it, we should look at independent evidence. We shouldn't immediately accept the word of our enemies, of the Michael Avenattis and the Julie Swetniks of this world, who are throwing spaghetti at the wall again and again.
I guess
again
my question, we've only got seconds left, but how is it that Julie Swetnik can get away with doing what she did? I mean, these people should be prosecuted. This is a horrible,
absolutely,
horrible thing.
There need to be consequences, but our side keeps playing like the Washington Generals. It's our job just to lose gracefully and let the Globetrotters look good.
Well, that has to end, for God's sake. John, thank you so much. Always a pleasure
thank
to
you,
talk
Eric.
To you. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to give you the phone number for Food for the Poor. Everybody has to participate. This is a tremendous opportunity. Please don't miss it.
Blow from a huge right hand, send a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill says he's firing Officer Daniel Pantaleo for the chokehold death of Eric Garner in 2014.
The unintended consequence of Mr. Garner's death must have a consequence of its own. Therefore, I agree with the Deputy Commissioner of Trial's legal findings and recommendations. It is clear that Daniel Pantaleo can no longer effectively serve as a New York City police officer.
The president of the police union, Patrick Lynch, accused Commissioner O'Neill of choosing politics and his own self-interest over the police officer he claims to lead. The acting director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons has been removed from his position more than a week after millionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein took his own life while in federal custody. Attorney General William Barr announced Hugh Hurwitz's reassignment today. He had been the agency's acting director since 2018. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
Yeah, it's a little river band rocking out. Dave Herman, my friend, Albin is not here. Albin is, he says he's on a men's retreat, but you know, you're the associate producer, you know and I know.
That's right.
His wife doesn't know that he has another family in the Dominican Republic. And so he goes down to the DR, he makes excuses to his dear wife, Anne, what she puts up with. The idea that he has another wife and family in the DR, he escapes there, he has a whole other life. It's not right. But you know what? Who are we to judge?
I thought this was secret. I didn't know you knew.
To quote the Pope, who are we to judge? Actually, I don't even know about this. But do not, please, if you're listening on the air to this program, please do not share this with anybody. This is just family, okay? But we need to know. All right, so we've got to talk about food for the poor. We are doing a fundraiser, as you all know. This is important, okay? A big part of this program, it's sort of part of our DNA. We try to do things like this periodically. We partner with organizations whom we trust, in whom we believe because they have a track record. We've worked with them. Salem Radio has worked with them for years. Food for the Poor is on the ground in places like Colombia, South America, actually on the border with Colombia and Venezuela, which is falling apart. Families are coming across the border, fleeing socialism, and they're in big trouble. So what happens? Basically, NGOs, great organizations like Food for the Poor, step up, which means you and I have to step up. That's why I'm talking here. I want to say that you can call or you can go to the website. We want to reward you. There's all kinds of stuff we want to do. We've got a gigantic grand prize drawing. Anybody who gives anything. So this could be a kid listening. You say, I want to give $10. Whatever you give, you're going to get entered in a grand prize drawing. It is a ridiculously huge grand prize. It's signed copies of multiple books that I have written. Not every one, because I've written like 30 children's books and like 12 adult books. But it's a ton. It's like 10 adult books, tons of the Donald books, signed everything, T-shirts, mugs. Like, you're going to get a crate. And it's going to be – you're going to want to film this because this is going to be so huge. So we want to entice you to give something. Somebody out there is going to win this drawing. And it's such a big drawing that you're probably going to have to give it to a library or something. You're going to say, what am I going to do with all these books? I don't have time to read them. Unless you're very young, you won't have time to read all these books. So
if you want to learn Dutch, if you want to learn German, the books are available
actually,
in other languages.
You know what? No kidding. Thank you for reminding me, Dave, because that's exactly correct. we are sending, this is not a joke, part of this package, you get a huge Bonhoeffer book in Dutch. Who doesn't want that? It's in Dutch. You can give it to all your Dutch friends. They're going to fight over it because you know how the Dutch are, very cheap people. They're going to fight over it. They don't want to buy their own copy. You're going to be able to give this to your Dutch friends. We have German books by me, all these books in different languages. We have Chinese, Bonhoeffer and Chinese. It's like it's smorgasbord. It's a cornucopia of craziness. And we want, so this is a big grand prize. Somebody's going to win it. You may want to give it to your school. You may want to auction it off for a cause or something, because it's going to be a lot of stuff. But in order to do that, you have to, in order to win, you have to enter. In order to enter, you got to give something to Food for the Poor. So I'm just saying this, folks. The contest is not going to last forever. Jump in today. I'm going to give you the phone number. You can go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see everything right there when you click on the banner. But if you don't want to do that, you just want to call, pick up the phone now. We really need your help, okay, folks? This is, we're not kidding. We need your help. 844-863-HOPE. 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 Anybody who gives $500, you can come into the studio and visit us, and you'll get all kinds of swag when you visit us. You can bring your family. You can bring anybody you want. If somebody has $10,000, they want to get dinner with me. I always offer that. That's a wonderful gift for somebody. We do need your help, folks. MetaxasTalk.com or 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.